After the Trump administration announced a trade deal with Mexico on Monday, automakers saw their shares go up, largely out of relief that some kind of deal had been reached.
The North American automotive industry is very integrated. The supply chains are very tightly woven across the Canadian, Mexican, and U.S. borders. And the threat that the agreement might end or that the negotiation might end in a very unfavorable position, what we've seen so far is that it's not going to blow up NAFTA.
But is the news all good for the American car industry? For more on that and what exactly the deal looks like for the car industry, I got a hold of Christian Gicek via Skype. She is the vice president of the Center for Automotive Research. And I asked her what pros and cons she sees in this initial agreement.
Big headline is that the U.S. is currently investigating whether auto and auto parts imports to the U.S. cause a national security threat. And it appears that the U.S. and Mexico have threaded the needle, that a majority of the exports from Mexico would not be subject to any additional tariffs the U.S. might impose on imported cars and parts. And that also resolves some uncertainty, as about half of our imported cars and parts come from our NAFTA partners. Mm-hmm. So that's a really big deal that those uncertainties are somewhat resolved and that there's not the worst case scenario. I don't see huge amounts of jobs coming back to the U.S. as a result of this agreement. And I don't see wages in Mexico going up. The other big one that a lot of folks are talking about is the labor value content, that 40% of the value of a car, passenger car, and 45% of the value of a pickup truck would have to be produced in a region that pays at least $16 an hour for labor. Now, that is not Mexico. So that this is essentially saying that a certain proportion of the vehicle has to be produced in the U.S. or Canada. That requirement is new and will require some rejiggering of supply chains. But by and large, a vast majority of the vehicles produced in Mexico appear to be compliant or near compliant with these new rules.
All right. I want to talk a little bit, though, about the dark horse here, which is Canada. They have not signed on to this agreement or any of these proposed changes at this point. The general feeling that's coming out of this, like you said, is that people are relieved there's some kind of deal. But without Canada, is there?
Well, it's very complicated. So the procedure by which the administration is negotiating these trade agreements is using something called the Trade Promotion Authority. And there are specific rules about how the administration must consult with Congress and timelines and things like that they must follow. So when they gave the initial notice to Congress that they were going to pursue a renegotiated NAFTA, it was with the intent of a trilateral deal. So it's not entirely clear Congress would take up a bilateral deal. It's also not entirely clear that vehicle content, even for vehicles made in Mexico or in the U.S., can reach those thresholds that the U.S. and Mexico negotiated without Canada as part of the equation.
Right.
Canada is very intricately woven into the North American supply chain and would be critical to have as part of this deal.
Right. Do you see these proposed changes, if they were to be carried out, resulting in some kind of price increase for American car buyers? And what do you think the results of that could be?
It's very hard to think about these new NAFTA rules without also considering the specter of the potential tariffs that the Commerce Department may levy on imported vehicles and parts. That is woven into this agreement. So it seems likely that the Commerce Department will be levying new tariffs. And that will have major impacts on the price of vehicles in the U.S., the level of sales, and potentially even the location of production right now. So The NAFTA deal, on the margin, we may see some supply move back to the U.S. and Canada. But once you impose 232 tariffs on imported autos and parts, then things become net negative for the U.S. The 232 tariffs with Canada and Mexico exempt would still raise the price of a U.S. assembled vehicle sold in the U.S. by an average of $1,100.
Okay.
That's because there are no entirely U.S. built vehicles, and that non-NAFTA content is exposed to potential 20 or 25% tariffs.
Right.
So that would raise the price of vehicles. We see that imported vehicles would go up by about $4,000. Under that scenario where Canada and Mexico remain exempt, and that overall automotive sales would drop by about 1.2 million.
Wow.
We see that consistent with a 200,000 employment loss in the U.S. economy. So it's net negative overall, while our analysis actually does show some positives for assembly labor in the U.S. Mm-hmm. The parts and other sectors that are associated with the industry, the negatives are so big that they would wipe out any gains that you might see in U.S. assembly labors.
All right. Kristen Gicek is the vice president of the Center for Automotive Research. Kristen, thank you so much for joining us to talk about this.
Thank you.